Eve Thomas, CEO, Safe Consultancy, part two of my journey through the criminal justice system. Not every victim of domestic violence abuse is as lucky as I, and I am thankful to the owners of my safe house. When a victim flees, escapes and moves to a new home, an address that the abuser does not know, then this is their safe address. This loophole in legislation was dangerous. I knew I had to do something. David Malone, my knight in shining armour, literally flew back into the country and rescued me along with a very dear friend. David got it. He understood my need to be safe. And so together, along with the amazing Sarah Day and the One Voice Never Silence team, we embarked on our first ever campaign, Eve's Law, Eve's Marker, Safe. When a victim of domestic violence abuse flees, escapes, they are at increased risk. I didn't believe this 4 years ago. I can now confirm 100% that this is true. My first entry into the criminal justice system was positive. I was cocooned and made as safe as can be. For many victims, this is not the case. And almost every day, I am contacted by a victim who is exposed, at risk and in danger. Every time I have to make a call to the police on behalf of a victim, my stomach churns. Will the operator get it? Will the police officer on the other end of the phone get it? Some do, the outcome positive for the victim, but I am sad to say many don't. As soon as I entered the criminal justice system, it all went wrong. My life and the lives of my girls put at risk with no understanding or common sense. Yes, I had a restraining order. Yes, I was risk assessed by Greater Manchester Police as high risk of fire and homicide. Did my abuser care? No, he did not. Only 4 months ago, he was back in court. Yes, he breached my second restraining order. Again, this time the judge refused to extend the order, saying the victim is not at increased risk. What will it take? How many murders, attempted murders, serious assaults, rapes will it take before the penny drops and common sense kicks in? Dan Jarvis gets it. Keir Starmer gets it. Nick Clegg gets it. Yet the Conservative government do not. Yes, on International Women's Day, they released a statement. On the bottom of that statement, a paragraph. The UK Home Office and Ministry of Justice had accepted the evidence I had submitted, evidence in the form of victim statements and statements of support from organisations. Yes, the UK Home Office made a commitment for a voluntary code of practice to be implemented by April 2015. Thank you, but not good enough. A voluntary code of practice will not protect victims of domestic violence. And the one question I ask of our PM, the Justice Secretary, the Home Office and the Conservative Party is this. Why will you not give victims the legislation they deserve, the protection they deserve and that is rightfully theirs? A couple of weeks ago, I brought to the attention of Dan Jarvis and his team yet another case. A victim being threatened with contempt of court, bullied, coerced into revealing her area, had found herself back in court, her abuser using child contact proceedings to force her to reveal her safe address. Dan Jarvis raised the question in Parliament. The response from the Justice Secretary, one of the usual complacency. Their voluntary code of practice will sort it. I am sorry, Mr. Grayling, it won't. In January 2015, I will be a sitting duck. My abuser's conditional discharge and the restraining order will expire. Thank you, criminal justice system. It is time you saw the bigger picture. Bad character applications are needed for all domestic violence cases. Never mind, it isn't serious enough. When I lived with the abuse, I more or less knew what was coming. Now I am blind, and that is scary, because I know that current legislation will not protect me or any other victim of domestic violence, abuse, sexual violence, stalking or harassment. We cannot be safe. If I had been a convicted child predator, the criminal justice system would have protected me. They would have protected my safe address. How ludicrous is that? Yes, I have recently moved and I am safer, but I don't know how long that will last. I should not have to live every day like this. And the bigger picture is, I am no longer a recluse hidden away. My profile has raised, but still my abuser doesn't stop. As I have journeyed over the past 4 years, my voice has grown louder. And along the way, I found bad practice, loopholes, and frankly dangerous behaviour and cultures that increase the risk to victims. Lack of resources, tools, and education. It is time that this changed. Work is currently underway with a commitment from HomeSwapper to put a warning on their website that will lead directly back to SAFE. An education leaflet will be sent to every social housing landlord and tenant with details about SAFE. This is just one of the many steps that SAFE are taking to protect vulnerable people. We want you to be safe, be you victim or professional. 21 years of domestic violence and abuse taught me well and made me the strong woman I am today. I have also found the professional me again. I was a victim, and if my abusers continue to have their way and legislation isn't forthcoming, then I will continue to be a victim. But I choose to be a victim who thrives. What I do is raise awareness. And if me using my own experiences helps others, then so be it. I have never asked for sympathy or pity. Trust me, I am far too empowered and in control to want that. I use social media to reach out, and my timelines are sometimes filled with abuse and distress. I try to keep a good balance, a healthy dose of light-hearted banter thrown in. I love a good chat. My girls have always been and will stay off limits. Their lives are their own and they have nothing to do with the work of SAFE or One Voice Never Silenced. I have zero tolerance when it comes to my babies. They have been through enough. You will be noticing some changes on the horizon for SAFE, and I know my visits to courts are not over. After the summer recess, David Malone and I will be working on filing a landmark SAFE case. We are going to ensure that every victim of domestic violence and abuse, every vulnerable person, can be safe, and we will be reaching out to other victims too.